When the time came to dress, she chose the green silk gown that she had worn to the tourney. She recalled how gallant Joff had been to her that night at the feast. Perhaps it would make him remember as well, and treat her more gently. She drank a glass of buttermilk and nibbled at some sweet biscuits as she waited, to settle her stomach. It was midday when Sir Meron returned. He had donned his white armour, a shirt of enamel scales chased with gold, a tall helm with a golden sunburst crest, greaves and gorget and gauntlet and boots of gleaming plate, a heavy wool cloak clasped with a golden lion. His visor had been removed from his helm, to better show his dour face, pouchy bags under his eyes, a wide, sour mouth, rusty hair spotted with grey. "My lady," he said, bowing, as if he had not beaten her bloody only 3 hours past, "His Grace has instructed me to escort you to the throne room." "Did he instruct you to hit me, if I refuse to come?" "Are you refusing to come, my lady?" The look he gave her was without expression. He did not so much as glance at the bruise he had left her. He did not hate her, Sansa realized. Neither did he love her. He felt nothing for her at all. She was only a thing to him.